You are listening to the Immutable Mutineers podcast with Sarah Ann Kelly. Hi, I'm Sarah, a 13-year entrepreneur turned corporate executive and back again, here to share all I have learned and how exactly you can apply it to your business journey. I'm devoted to helping others find freedom through income and have made it my mission to educate the masses on how to take your business from dream to hard-earned reality. In this podcast, I have honest, intimate conversations with entrepreneurs who live life to the fullest on their own terms. Through their knowledge and outlier perspective, I hope they inspire you too. We will be covering all kinds of subjects, from mindset to business systems, lifestyle, marketing and sales, longevity and health, and a whole lot of type A vibes. I hope the stories of immutable growth leave you feeling called to look at your life and your business a little differently and change it accordingly, 1% a day. Let's do this. This is my show, The Immutable Mutineers. Thanks so much for listening. Hello, my dear. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm Sarah. I am with Immutable Mutineers, and we are here today with my dear friend Chrissy, and we're going to talk all things her enterprise, which currently includes a jewelry line. She has a beautiful shared space where she has a lot of makers coming in with their amazing products. She is an event space. She is a community holder. She is a sports trainer for a lot of youth that really love and rely on her, and I'm just so thankful to have time to talk with you today about how you do what you do and why you do it, and kind of give some insight for others that may be looking to start something similar.
Coffee. A lot of coffee, a lot of caffeine. I love what I do. Do you want me to go into like what I did before this?
Yeah.
All right. So I went to school for criminal justice and Chinese. I was a law enforcement officer for 5 years. I resigned February of last year. It feels weird saying that because I feel like I'm just now realizing what I did. I feel like yesterday I woke up and thought, whoa, hold on a second. Like, this is a new life. Yeah. So it's slowly, but that's with me. I think my growth in life, I'm slowing down in the best way I know how. I've never slowed down. I've always been go, 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 check things off. And I can't check my life off the list. Yeah. So I need to actually live it. So I feel like I'm being much more present than ever. But I was in law enforcement, resigned. I started my jewelry business. It was always something I dabbled in on the side. I had Studio 436, which was my freshman year dorm room in college. And I had started with jewelry, string bracelets, everything, you know, little detailed when I was, I guess, 10 years old. I would sell on the corner outside my house, little lemonade stand, string bracelets. That's where I started. I remember I would get like $5 and run inside it. Mom, Dad, yes. I made $5. Yes. And I'll never forget the ambulance guys left me $200 one time, and I didn't know what to do. Wow. I closed up shop, went to the beach. I was like, all right, done. That's it. So then flash forward to when I went to college. I went to school 2010. So freshman year, I was like, ooh, you know, maybe I'll keep doing my jewelry on the side. One of my friends had always needed clip-ons, so I was always making things for other people. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what? This could actually be a thing. Mm-hmm. All these sorority girls, oh, they need jewelry. So I started Studio 436 with my roommate at the time. She was a graphic designer, so she set me up with everything, got that all situated. And from there, it just kind of rode and was always on the side. Mm-hmm. So now, I guess it was about, last year, I was commuting 2 hours up and back to work. And now I'm an academy instructor. I am teaching on a laptop and making jewelry. I'm like, hold on a second. My boxing coach, mentor, best friend, Josh, comes in and, you know, says, listen, do you want to be doing this? Like, is this what you want to do? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
This is too much. Yeah. I'm 28 years old, sleeping at the rest stop because I'm too tired. And I want my passion project to be every day. I want it to grow. And I resigned. And I had opened, even know when I had, I guess it was like 2 years ago, I had opened the showroom, the CM showroom, on the corner
of
the...
Your first space.
Yes, my first space, corner of the other block. And it was just all my jewelry, but I was always bringing in others. I always wanted pop-ups and always wanted to offer other people space to do things that I was able to do. Mm-hmm. So then when the opportunity, I always remember when I do the street festivals outside, and I always remember saying there had to be something in this corner space. Something needs to go in there. I always have to ask the owner to sign off on something when he's not there, nobody's there, it's nothing, da da da. And then I'm like, wait, the opportunity presented itself. I was fortunate enough to be able to afford to do it, and I was able to get this property. And now what I had always wanted was to have other businesses within, and creating this space that had a Barcelona, Italy, European, New York, and Philly, all in Little Wildcrest vibe.
In a beach town.
Yeah, in a beach town. No seashells. I told my mom I don't want one seashell in here. But it could be in jewelry, yeah, but not a physical seashell. But, yeah, and that's where we are.
I love that.
Yeah. So you literally, if you can try and show your shirt, move your hair a little, because I think this really does, it says driven by passion, grounded by purpose. When we had first met, that was one of the things that, like, I knew instantly we'd connect well when I saw that on your Instagram. I was enamored with your presence and kind of what you've put out with your branding and your products and your jewels and just the way that you brought the community together. And I think you kind of summed it up beautifully, what took you from one career to your true purpose, which is jewelry design, creating community for others, and ultimately helping other entrepreneurs to have a space to grow their business in the way that you have.
And it's something that I remember I was trying to... So when I went from... not even rebranded, but I went from Studio 436 to Christy Marie Designs because I wanted it to be more all-encompassing. I feel like Studio 436 was a chapter that kind of closed and I was ready to expand a little bit more, and I wanted Christy Marie to be more than that. So I was talking to my best friend who's an actor in L.A., and I was dumping all these words out, and I'm like, driven, passionate, grounded, purpose. And he was like, boom. Wow, how did you do that? Okay, here we go. And now it's something that it resonates, and I love it, and people see it and ask, and there it relates to so much more than just me, but it is something I am so passionate about because my drive helps me in so many ways, and my passion is the force, and my purpose keeps me grounded, and there's so much beyond just that slogan, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think a lot of entrepreneurs would definitely identify with that, mm-hmm. because everyone sort of has their reason or their purpose that yeah. keeps them going. What was transitioning from doing jewelry for fun mm-hmm. or, you know, a side hustle to it being your primary source of income? Like, what learning curves were there that you are happy
with? Learning curves
through?
Are there?
Yeah. still learning curves.
Still learning. Everyone needs Sarah in their life. That was my number one learning curve. I think learning how to know that it's always going to be hard.
Now, the beauty of this podcast is that we're recording it in the CM Collective, your space, and we had a brief intermission due to a very eager customer, and we're back. So we were talking about your learning curves with jewelry and kind of moving that into a full-time space for you. So what are some of the lessons that have meant the most and given you the kind of biggest force of momentum in the right direction?
Well, knowing I was leaving a 9 to 5, leaving that steady 2-week income and knowing I was going to have to replace it with this, but also keeping in mind I didn't want my passion to ever become something that I became resentful for and never, so that's something I always keep in my mind. I had a friend say to me one time, you know, we're different because I make this as a passion and you, it's your business. Well, no, it is my passion, because when you put on a piece of jewelry and you feel that sense of, wow, like I'm complete. I feel good. It was like some people it's lipstick or, you know, that pair of shoes or something that they might put on every day that makes them feel good. And I want that to be through my jewels. So one of the learning curves was knowing that I was going to have to replace that income and supplement differently, but knowing that it would come. And it's not steady. It is very up and down. It is very unpredictable. I'm learning every day. But as my mentor taught me about the law of attraction, I am just blessed for all of the ups and downs and the roller coaster ride, and I'm buckled in, and sometimes I feel like the buckles are a little loose because I feel a little shaky and the roller coaster is a little rocky, but it is, it's been an unbelievable journey. But one thing I can say is there's no guide for this entrepreneurship. And I'm teaching myself. I'm learning a lot on my own, but I'm also trying to learn through the people I've met, through the people I have in here. Just something as simple as, you know, a scheduling app. And I am very known for making things 10 times harder for myself because I'll just do it myself. I'll figure it out. But I'm also learning to take in what other people have to give. And just like you have been such a mentor for me. And knowing that there are people that are still out there that want to give to me as I have given to them. Mm-hmm. And you have such knowledge and strategies and ways to approach things differently, because I have always just been very to-do list structure, cross it off. And now I'm navigating differently. Pivoting instead of just running straight through. And if that makes sense.
100%. And I think for the amount of growth that you've had over the last year, certainly since you made the career change into this being your full-time focus, I think you've definitely gotten to the place now where automation and strategy will really come in handy, because things are starting to settle a bit for you.
And I think about when we first started talking, like when I first met you, about how you had... There were things that I could see there being a guide, but I was not ready to receive the guide because I was like, well, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if I am ready. I'm not ready. And now I'm starting to be there because I'm starting to accept the journey and knowing that it's not always going to be consistent and it's probably going to be crazy, but keeping in mind that I don't want to lose sight of who I am in the process, because what I have found in this last year, probably more than ever, is I am so selfless, and I have to start being selfish because my business will suffer. My family will suffer. My friends will suffer. Things will suffer if I do not realize my value and my worth and what I bring to the table. Hence why I am working on that daily, because that is not something that comes easy to me. Saying no, the story behind my note collection, that is very, I am a yes person. I want to make everyone happy, and I want to do for others. I'm a giver. But this past year, like I said, was one that I really realized how selfless I really am. And not that that's a bad thing, but I need to be more selfish to be better.
Yeah. There's a balance there that you'll get once, you know, you'll autocorrect back
boundaries
to the middle.
Boundaries are a new thing. That has not always been something.
Yeah. Well, you've absolutely made yourself the person that most people think of that they can go to when they need help. Yeah. Or, you know, if they're trying to kick something off with their business or they're ready to have a space to put up something. So it is wonderful that that's the reputation that you've built with people, because that is who you are.
Yeah.
But, you know, what we've been talking about, like, it's your time now. Like, you've put in all of this hard work, and the amount of work, guys, that she's been able to accomplish in such a short period of time is remarkable. Like, there aren't many people that have a space while working a full-time job and maintaining it and keeping it, let alone then purchasing a space, moving into it, creating a community space for other entrepreneurs to be able to place their items that they care about so deeply. Like, you are really cyclically bringing other people's passions and purposes out for people like the woman that came in to buy the glasses to enjoy. So yeah. I think it's really beautiful that this has all come together so quickly for you, and this is just the beginning.
Yeah, and it is unbelievable. Just seeing, and I'm starting to be better at that. Like how I said, I don't sit ever. I'm trying to sit every day, because it's not even stop running. I can't go in increments like others might be able to. Like, all right, you're going to sit for an hour a day. We got to start with 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then 10, and then 20, and then 30.
Yeah.
And I have been so much better in just being present, even in, you know, phone calls and different things in my life. Like, that is all going to play into this. If I'm not present here and I'm, you know, mentally checked out, then this is going to suffer.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I want this to be such a gift to others, more than, you know, I want people to be able to come in and have coffee in here and sit and do work and, you know, enjoy the atmosphere that is here. And when people come in and say, wow, this is such an amazing space, I want them to feel safe here.
Yeah.
Feel like they belong.
Yeah.
Because there is so much of that not happening in life, I think.
And now, a quick break. As you come to get to know me, you will recognize that I do not talk about any brands or products that I am not obsessed with and have not met my standards of both purchase and consumption. For me, a product has to be organic, it has to be clean. I'm allergic to soy and gluten, so those ingredients cannot be in any products that I'm using. And I really do look for companies that have a mission and a purpose behind their product. And Plant People does not disappoint. Plant People is an organic-based supplement company with a mission to heal and empower and connect people and the planet through the power of plants. They have a number of different products, but all of their products feature organically grown full-spectrum hemp extracts or adaptogens. And their hemp extracts are rich in cannabinoids, CBD, CBN, CBG, and more. And if you didn't know that there were more CBs than CBD, Plant People is the brand to help educate you on everything that you want to put in your body. Formulated with activating herbal ingredients, they help to balance mental and physical systems that support your everyday stress, mood, and recovery. Now, as I said, they are guaranteed to be grown organic, vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, coming complete with lab tests. Plant People operates in the way of the future. I am a personal fan of their BeCalm capsules, which is a daily pill formulated with regeneratively grown hemp extracts of CBD, as well as adaptogenic herbs that promote and balance and soothe your stress levels, as well as rejuvenate your body and mind. And each of the 30 capsules contain 15 milligrams of CBD and 525 milligrams of herbs. I found Plant People when working a natural products food show and was in the middle of a panic attack while also dealing with my father's recent passing. And I tell you what, the BeCalm capsules saved my life, and I've been taking them every day since. And don't get me started on the Wonder Day Gummy. That is their newest product. It's a daily mushroom vitamin. Not that kind of mushroom gummy, okay? But it is an insanely delicious berry-flavored gummy with 250 milligrams of a 10-to-1 mushroom extract ratio per serving. You and your family need to be consuming these ASAP. And trust me when I say you're going to have to hide the container from your kids as well as yourself. You can purchase your month supply now of each or any other products found on Plant People via the link below found in today's show notes, or you can visit plantpeople.co and type in Sarah15, S-A-R-A-15, in the coupon box for 15% off on me. Back to the show.
Yeah, it's great vibes here for sure. I think you've done a beautiful job at offering that. I would love to talk more about... Sorry, everyone's enjoying their driving outside today. I would love to talk more about where you are growing the jewelry line. So when you became a full-time designer for jewelry, you had, you know, the different portions of jewelry that you kind of made your own. The cuffs, the ear cuffs, really great, beautiful necklaces that can be worn, you know, dressed up or dressed down. You've got the beautiful earrings that, you know, all shapes and sizes, but they're all quintessential and like everybody needs one of each. So tell me a little bit about what went into your designing your original collection and where you think it's going to be going over the next few months.
So I think that's a big learning process, learning what people love and also learning to stick to what I love as well. You know, if I love that chain because it has masculine vibes, stick to it. Mm-hmm. Keep producing it. I have taken a route of design assembly because that seems to be what's worked the best for me. And now I'm going to be, so I guess, I don't know what year it was. I went to JA New York. It's a big jewelry expo. And I went there, the years all just collide now. I don't know what year we're in. 2019, maybe, but I remember going there and thinking, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what this is. I don't know what the purpose of this is. And I went, and I didn't really get anything out of it, but knowing that I'd be back there someday. Mm-hmm. So I met this guy who owns a very well-renowned jewelry store in Rumson, and he was the one who said to me when I had talked to him recently, because we're going to be bringing fine jewelry in, and that is something that I'm so excited about, nervous for, anxious for, don't even know how to handle that. So yes, very, very excited about that. But he had said to me, you have to go to JA. I'm like, well, Tone, I already went. And I'm like, oh, wait, no. I went when I wasn't ready to go, so now we got to go back. So I went, and the journey of going there was this past March, and I remember I haven't traveled in a while. I'm always traveling. I have been to Europe so many times. I'm so fortunate. I love Europe. That's where I get inspired. And I was going up to New York, and I was so nervous. I haven't traveled in a while. I don't know how to do this. How am I going to get the train? I'm like, wait, you know what you're doing. It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. It's fine. And you speak English. And fortunately, everybody in this country generally knows that language. You're not in Europe where you can't navigate. You'll be okay. Mm-hmm. So I went to JA, and he said, you know, make those connections that you need to bring in what you want. I made the connections. I have been so passionate about bringing in a forever bracelet tool. So this tool essentially will be able to, you'll be able to wear the jewelry permanently. It's zapping it on, as some people like to call it. We're still working on the name. I think we'll get to that at some point. Something along the lines of alchemy, and with some way that's going to come in there, but still working on the names. I was able to purchase the tool that's going to be coming in, and that I really want to be something that is and brings a lot of people here, because it is that forever piece that you create memories with. Mm-hmm. So whether you come with somebody to do it, or you know, it's that piece that you get to look at every day and think, wow, that was part of my trip to Wildwood Crest, or mm-hmm. If it's just something so monumental that you don't forget it. Mm-hmm. So that is coming. Hopefully it will be mastered by next month, but that will be coming in. Fine jewelry, I'm going to be bringing in 14 karat gold. I have a lot of, it's very interesting because I think my price point is great. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of guy friends who like that price point because they don't want to spend too much money. But I think now introducing the 14 karat gold, that's going to be a challenge for me, but it's one that I'm very excited for. Be good.
Yeah, I think it's also great that, you know, you, when you started this brand, you were younger, not that you've, it's been like 10 years or something, but you've evolved, and I really do believe that your customers are going to evolve, and whether it be for something as special as, you know, maybe a wedding piece or something important to them, I do really believe that your brand alone is going to help them elevate to the next level of what they're willing to invest in for their pieces that mean a lot to them. Yeah. Because the pieces that you have now wear beautifully. They don't tarnish. They go with everything. I've been wearing them every day for like the last 6 months. I'm obsessed with them. And the ability to then also be able to purchase a finer item from you is incredible. I think people are really going to latch onto it. I think they're going to be excited to see what you bring in that area, because what you've brought to the table in more affordable pieces is really incredible. And they're pieces that you're not likely to find anywhere else, but you're very happy to see them because they feel familiar. They feel comfortable. They feel like the piece of jewelry you've always wanted but could never find.
Right.
And I think that for me was always the thing that was so intriguing before we became friends. I just loved how cohesive everything was that you did. And although it may feel like you're, you know,
it
being
may
pulled
not.
In
it may feel very chaotic on my end, but thank God it looks like
it
that.
Looks beautiful. And you know, that was part of what also drew me to your strategy and how exactly you were giving, you know, the world a peek at your brands and what it is that you do. And to find out that it has just been organic to this point, to me, is really incredible, because the amount of growth that you've had, the amount of presence that you have, the fan base that you have, the return customers that you have, it's really, really, really difficult to build at all, let alone in such a small seasonal town and county like the one that we live in. Just a quick backstory, we are in a beach town. We're only really open and thriving, we'll say, from June to September,
yeah,
end of September.
I had somebody asked me today what my hours are going to be coming May. I don't know, because I it's all a test run for me. I have no idea. I don't know what it's going to be like. And I also am starting to value my time differently too. So I don't necessarily need to be here Monday and Tuesday. I can be behind the scenes creating and designing. And that's something too with collections. I haven't really figured out how to create collections as well as I would like to. I always say Lily or Lily Class.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of my, if I could meet her someday, that would be my person to meet. I love what she does. I love what she puts out. And that is something I admire and something I want to work towards in my own way. But
you're close.
Yeah, I think we're getting there.
You're getting there. And to be honest, you're right up there with a lot of the jewelry brands that people are used to purchasing from that are very famous on Instagram and have a very high follower count, all those good things. But right up there is you. And I really do think it's this time next year, it's going to be such a different conversation. And
what year are we in?
You're right. 2022. Tell me a little bit about where and why you headed into the clothing direction. I love the Nope bucket hats, the mention she made earlier about the collection for Nope, and as that being a personal testament to, you know, you putting yourself first and relying on selfishness for once, which is totally against your character. So you've got the Nope bucket hats, and then you've got a leisure line that is unisex, of course, but is a pretty good offering for your male audience.
And the reason I went to that is, like, I have a lot of guy friends, love them to death, and they are not always going to want to wear jewels. So I pivoted again and thought, you know, I want them to have classic pieces that are so subtle, just have my little Sam Collective tag on them, but they can wear it. They're comfortable, they're simple, they're affordable. And I also love to wear my own things, and that was something I thought, oh, I can't wear that, I have to sell that. And I'm learning
people compliment what I'm wearing. Mm-hmm. If it's the last set that I have, they want that set. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning what is desirable for people as well. But that was something that I did for them.
I love it. I think, too, the one thing that I really enjoyed a lot about you stepping in this direction is that everyone wants a really comfortable piece that they know is going to look great. Mm-hmm. And part of what you were saying earlier with, you know, jewelry makes you feel your best. It makes you feel put together. Mm-hmm. Over the last few years, no one's putting on real pants. Like, I'm wearing jeans today, and every 5 seconds I'm questioning it. And I'm like, did I really want to do that? But the ability to put on a really nice, smart, like, suit set, mm-hmm. pair it with your jewels. You also have the cutest fanny pack, which I'm obsessed with, the bucket hat. Like, you've given them a head-to-toe option to feel their best, look their best, be comfortable, and also be representing a brand and, like, an ethos yeah. that they align with and that they feel confident about.
And I think the fanny pack, too, and the bucket hat, that was something that was the European vibes that I have loved for so long. And I thought, you know, why am I going to go buy that white T-shirt from TJ Maxx or Marshalls when we can bring it in here? And that was something I want to move towards a lot in here. I do want a male presence in here. I don't want males to walk in here and think, oh, this isn't the store for me. Like, a lot of them gravitate towards the dressing room because it's got that moody feel. So hopefully when the speakeasy is finished, they can hang out in there. But I wanted men to be able to come in here and buy things as well. Mm-hmm. And I think they have so much trouble buying things, but now I think our style and fashion is kind of gravitating towards a more masculine vibe. Mm-hmm. So it'll be good in that sense that you'll have things that are unisex but are classic and can grow with time and affordable as well. Mm-hmm. And versatile. Like, you can wear the sweatsuit as a sweatsuit. You can wear the sweatpants with the T-shirt, the fanny pack. You can wear whichever way you want. Mm-hmm. And the bucket hats.
Classic, yeah. Definitely need that. I love the way in which you packed the space. How many square feet is the space?
Oh, I forget.
I'm terrible at numbers.
I just wrote that down the other day because I don't know. Somebody asked me, and I don't know if it was something I had to fill out. I was like, what is the square foot?
It's big. We'll say it's big. Yes. So walking into the space, you see a beautiful sitting area. There's a lot of really beautiful antique fine furniture that's decorating the space. You've got your jewels displayed throughout the whole store. And then you've got some vendors, and these vendors are people that have supported you and, you know, have been there from the beginning. Tell me a little bit about what went into the thought process of bringing in the furniture company, bringing in the dried floral arrangements, bringing in Maritime Market. Like, what was your reasoning behind that?
When I started, I had a vision, and I knew that I wanted to achieve that vision. Interior design is not my thing. It is such a gift beyond my control. So Meraki Market, the owner, Madison, and I met on a photo shoot, I guess it's about 3-4 years ago. My years could all be wrong. And then on that same photo shoot, I met Allie, who has Boutique Alexandra. She's an interior designer. Allie did this space up, down, sideways, and she is an unbelievable interior designer that has also a thrifted business herself. So it's very cool that a lot of these pieces in here are actually for sale. Mm-hmm. Some of them I had to buy myself because I don't want them to go. But so I met Allie, and Allie has been an amazing blessing in helping me bring this to life. And Madison, you know, she, the owner of Meraki Market, her space in Haddonfield is unbelievably beautiful. It's amazing. She's so gifted, and she is somebody as well. Both of them have been day one people in my life since I met them. And it's funny because I think I'm very close with my family, very close with my friends, and I always said, like, if you come into my life later, you're the exception, and you're there, you're staying. And I always say I'm that person. You're stuck with me, sorry, but like, you're stuck. And those are two people in here that I unbelievably gifted to have. But I, Madlie Art, the girl that has the prints in here, I met her virtually. I've actually never physically met her in person. So it's very interesting how all of the people in here have become part of the space. And Guppy, I have Norin, Jean, Honey, Vintage, everybody I've met in such a unique way. Michaela with the florals. It's just the beginning. So I'm excited to see, you know, if who stays, who opens up a space. Abby with Guppy is opening up her store today. So it's unbelievable to see my growth, but the people who have had growth within and beyond.
Yeah, the ripple effect.
Yes.
It's really beautiful. Yeah. And I think what's been really nice to see for me watching from the outside is a lot of these, some of these collaborators have gone so far as to create products with you or for you. Mm-hmm. So Candace's canvases, yes, yes, with the stickers.
Yes.
The stickers for your storefront is so cute.
Yeah.
The Nope bucket hat sticker, yeah, obsessed. Like the ability for everyone to work together and still be strengthening and deepening your brands and your offerings is really incredible.
And it's something that I think Day Swimmer, she just opened a store in Cape May, and I'll see her doing a shoot with Luda, my photographer, and it's like, wow, how'd they meet? Oh, and I'm like, wow, this is such an amazing thing. I love connecting people, but I don't think I realized how not even good I am at it, but how I was blessed with that gift.
Yeah.
I love to network. I think about going to networking events. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I love it. I love to network. I love to meet people. I love to know people's stories. And I love people growing within their creative space and beyond, because yeah, I just think going from that, you know, that law enforcement side of my brain to be able to explore the creative side of my brain, I'm so fortunate to be able to do it.
And I don't know if you noticed this, but all of this is strategy.
It's crazy. It's insane.
And whenever we talk, and I know it's always in moments where you are truly bogged down, you've got a lot of moving parts. And for one person to manage all of these is really incredible. That's why I keep trying to remind you, like, no, your growth is insane because you have so many moving parts and you're still doing it beautifully. But I do want to point out for everyone listening that strategy at the forefront of whatever you think it may be, at the end of the day, it is connecting others, whether it's to your service, your offering, your product, others that are within your circle of influence or of your network. And you've been able to do that so seamlessly and authentically that it has rewarded you with where you are now. And I really do try to stress, just with what I'm teaching to people, that we need to take it back to basics.
And now, a quick break. Okay, guys, this is totally an ad, but I am honestly so obsessed with how easily this company has made email marketing for me. And real talk, I'm a marketing professional, okay, guys? But I absolutely hate email marketing. My tech skills are crap. I have like semi ADHD when it comes to like technology, programming, minor details. It gets me going. Difficult, and was always something I avoided until I met Flowdesk. Okay, so why Flowdesk, right? I love the ease. I can copy, I can paste, and I can customize the email as much as I need with a simple, simple click of the mouse. It creates a Pinterest-worthy email every single time with zero effort on my part. So I'm also, in all honesty, able to simultaneously do other things, which is great for me. There is also one monthly price with unlimited subscribers. So whether you're looking to start a small newsletter or you want to build out an email marketing empire for your course business, for example, you will always pay the same price, which I totally appreciate. I love a company that thinks about you and isn't, you know, trying to take from your pocket. They're trying to add value to your business.
I also love the creative freedom of Flowdesk. So with other platforms that I used for my email marketing, I always felt really boxed in, and it was not the vibe that I was looking for in terms of what I physically wanted the aesthetics of my emails to look like. And with Flowdesk, I am able to have my marketing on brand, and I'm able to make it seamlessly. So for the first time ever, it seems, in email marketing, I'm able to create a modern and aesthetically pleasing email with all my custom fonts. It's got my logo. I can make image collages. You have to try it for yourself and see if it fits with what you're going for. Also, the feature that I'm most obsessed with is the click and drag email workflow builder. So if you can use Canva, I swear you have the skill set needed to be able to create a campaign that looks like you have an entire marketing team crafting and coding all of your email funnels. Their click and drag email builder makes it really easy to create simple email funnels that are going to aid you in connecting authentically with your audience and their engagement. So you're going to be able to see if they clicked on a link. If they did, maybe then you're going to want to follow up with this email. If they didn't click on it, you're going to follow up with another email. And there's zero coding required, thank goodness, because I would literally not be using this program if that were the case. So typically, this platform is valued at $39 a month, but my listeners and my students are going to receive a free 30-day trial and a monthly subscriber rate of $19 after the trial ends for the life of your business. No kidding, $19 for the rest of your business, no matter how large your email list gets. So if you are able to, well, you're listening, so of course you are. Click in the show notes. There's going to be a link there for you to be able to sign up today. Start with your free 30-day trial and then pay half the rate at $19 after that for the life of your business. You're going to visit https://flodesk.com/c/SarahAnnKelly. SARAANNKELLY. Again, that's https://flowdesk.com/c/SarahAnnKelly to sign up today, or you can visit the show notes. Back to the show.
What were you doing, or what were you seeing other businesses do before you had a little cellular device in your hand that could connect you around the world with products and things and stores and people and brands? Because that's what we need to take it back to get and cut through the noise. There's
the
so much noise.
The authenticity of it. Yes. There's something to say for being authentic. I have definitely lost sight sometimes in social media and comparing how they can do, and then I take a step back as soon as I get there and think, okay, we are not comparing, we're creating, we are constantly creating, we are uplifting, because as soon as that comparison comes in, that it's like the angel and the devil, it's like that little side sneaking in, those are only negative thoughts coming with it, and we got to push them out and keep the positive front and center, because I don't have time for the negative thoughts
now.
I think just in thinking how the connection and the collaboration, the amount of people that I have met that in I do small business consulting as well. And I think about how one person wants to start a business. Okay, I have a strategist. Okay, I have a graphic designer. Okay, I have a photographer who will then shoot your products. Oh, you want to create this? Oh, Sign Me Pretty can create that display. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And this little town, like, I think people not bad mouth it, but think, oh, you know, it's what is there?
Podunk little, yeah.
Yeah, and it's an amazing place. Like, it's home. It will always be home. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
And it's spewing with entrepreneurs. It's so exciting.
And I think what I try to reiterate to the entrepreneurs is, you're gonna have people mimic you. You're gonna have people, like they say, is it copying?
Flattery or
flattery.
Oh, dang.
Imitation.
Thank you, baby.
The best form of flattery. I remember somebody said that to me, and I thought, well, I am tired of the imitation. And then I'm like, I'm flattered enough. And I'm like, okay, it is a great thing, and they want to learn from you. So. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be people that just blatantly copy, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. But they'll never be you.
No. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning that more than ever, that people don't just come here because they want to buy something. They come to connect, and they come to talk, and they come to grow, and it's amazing.
100%. And I think authenticity, for me, is one of the things that always come to mind with you the most. You stick to your guns, and not that you're not willing to pivot for things, but you have a vision and you stick to the vision. And because that vision is grounded in your purpose and your passion, it does give you a really nice trail to follow. Yeah. And I think until one of the first lessons within the course that I offer is authenticity and people trying to figure out what that means for them. Let's talk about your bracelets, your new foray with the permanent jewelry, the Forever bracelet.
Frey.
She's still trying to come up with a name. I almost said we because I collectively enjoy being a part of your essence.
You're going to help with the name.
But
the reason that the name comes to fruition.
So I love the concept. It's definitely a newer practice in the jewelry industry, right? So mm-hmm. Forever jewelry or any kind of permanent jewelry, I think when I Googled it, like, lightly, not much came up except for something from, like, the 1700s, and it was a permanent piece but with a key. Mm-hmm. So it was like a love bracelet or yes. something, and somebody would have, like, the key to unlock the bracelet to take it off. More recently, I guess we have the Cartier bracelets, but again, they're not permanent. There's a little nail. You can open it up, take it out. I think the one thing that I'm really excited about is the ability for you to be able to give someone a dainty bracelet, a bracelet that they can actually wear while doing things, going to the gym, going to the beach, and it's not going to tarnish. It's going to stay beautiful. So tell me a little bit about how that practice works. I know that you're zapping it. It's in essence, I guess, soldering mm-hmm. the two pieces together.
Yep. And it's very simple, very painless. I think I was very worried in the beginning, like, oh, I'm gonna have to get all these liabilities and contracts, and there's no pain to it, and
no ability to get hurt.
No, yes, yes. And I have watched a company in Florida, it's Olwen Jewelry. They have done it, and they had a similar shop where they bring in a tattoo artist, bring in pop-ups, they do a bunch of events, and they have done it for I don't know how long at this point, but they were the reason I was like, ooh, I want to do that someday. I want that really cool vibe to bring people here for more than just buying of the jewelry, but to actually have the experience. Mm-hmm. So that will be something that I introduce within, I think within the next month, but
cool.
It's, and we will have, I think it's going to be gold plated, sterling silver, and 14 karat gold, I think, are my three options.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So, and it will be, you know, there it will be priced accordingly, but it will be a set price for the actual zapping process. But, and it's something, too, I want to be the only one doing it. Like, I want that mm-hmm. exclusivity to with mm-hmm. me.
Yes.
I want to create that.
So. Well, you are the artist, and yes. it is, in essence, creating permanent art that someone gets to wear for life, which is pretty cool.
And I've always admired that aspect of tattooing, mm-hmm. but I've never gotten a tattoo. I might get my first one today.
Yes.
So possibly, not sure.
Yes.
My sister just got her first one, and I was admiring her. But that was something that I wanted to be able to create, that forever eternity aspect with my jewelry. And once I saw that, I started studying it and studying it and studying it. And it's like, ooh, we're going to bring that in.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I think the thing that we've both been trying to talk about is how exactly do you debut this and integrate it into what you're doing with your brand? So when I heard you talk about this, I never really, I'm on my phone 24/7 because of work. I really am amazed that this didn't pop up for me to know that it exists, but I love that I learned about it from you. And immediately, like, the first thing that popped into my head when you walked me through what that actually was, what it would entail, and what it made you think of, it almost was like, in my head, I could envision girls coming in, they still have sand on their feet, they want a permanent anklet, they want a permanent bracelet with their girlfriend so they can remember, like, the best summer they ever had together. It's like forever summer, in essence, that they get to wear for, you know, through the winter time until they come back again for the next season. And, you know, being from here, we have the beauty of and the blessing of being able to engage in that vibe 24/7. But for people that have fallen in love with Cape May County and all of our nature and beaches and just the life and the livelihood here, it is a really cool way to be able to give them the option to take home their summer forever. I would love to hear your thoughts on, you know, what do you envision when you think about like offering it to your customers or like that first interaction of creating the bracelet? Like, what are your thoughts? What are your feelings?
So I really want to, I think I can feel people's vibes as far as like what kind of jewelry they go for as soon as I'm like around them. Like, you're going to be a chunky bracelet person or you're going to be a very dainty person. I know that right off the bat. Mm-hmm. So I'm envisioning it something like, if you can envision where we are, I'm setting a table up. I have the options as far as what they can choose from. And I think it might be something that some days it's out here when they're coming in with the sand on their toes. Other days it's going to be a more elegant vibe in the bridal suite, which would be really cool because Angela Nanako, the girl that I love, the jewelry designer that I adore from Philly, that I really come to admire what she does and her growth. I bought a jewelry case from her, and that's actually back there. And I think that's where displaying the choices that you have,
love it,
or the options that you have to make into a forever bracelet will be back there.
And right next to the speakeasy. So it's very similar vibes in the exclusivity of it, the quality, mm-hmm. the experience. Mm-hmm. I love
that. And I think that will be something that it creates that really moody vibe and can be something that is very exclusive without the permits and the, you know, the other things that we have to cross off to be able to have it happen. It will be very simple and enjoyable, and I think it will be, I really do a lot with brides and bridesmaids, and I want to do more with men and groomsmen, and I think that could be something too that they're super able to, you know, the guys can wear them as mm-hmm. well, because it's something that it can be taken off. You just have to cut it. So not
yeah,
that
yeah.
Somebody asked me the other day, if it was soldered to their wrist,
to their skin.
And I thought, okay, we are not understanding this process.
No, we'll explain that.
We'll have to do a video.
Yeah. We will explain that in the branding.
Yeah, I was like, okay, no, that is not it. We are not, I'm not.
This isn't a body modification.
No. So that was a very funny question. I thought, okay, yeah, nope, that's not it.
Wearable
that's not
jewelry.
It. Yes, literally, I can see. Yes, I really want to do, and it's like permanent bracelets they seem to be the most popular, but I wonder if people will go for necklaces. Like,
yeah.
It's
interesting to see. Oh my God, really, what they come up with in essence, right?
And the anklets, I think, will be a very big thing. And it's funny because when people come back, if they break something and I fix it, I don't always solder my jump rings because it's easy to then change the size of something if I do it that way. Mm-hmm. So this will be a nice way where they're not breaking. Like, you can't break it. Mm-hmm. Good luck. If you do, you were really rough with it. So.
Yeah.
But, the experience of that forever and what it involved, where you got it. Like, mm-hmm. I think about moments in my life that have been so significant because of who I was with or what I did or how I experienced it, and I want that to be here with the Forever bracelet.
Yeah.
And the name is coming soon.
The name will be coming. And also too, I think it's really interesting for you to offer your customers their ability to take your art and make it custom to themselves.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's wonderful for friends to come in and buy five of the same mm-hmm. ring or ear cuff or whatever, but to walk in together and decide like, okay, this is what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm doing. Will you be able to add charms?
I was just going to say, we can add charms too. So that
so
would
cool.
be, yeah, that'll be something where they can, you know, customize it in their own way. And it's something too, I'm going to learn a lot with it because we're going to see which ones are the most popular.
Will there be seashell charms?
No. Maybe one seashell charm.
You know they're going to ask for it.
As I was talking about sand on their toes, they better not bring any shells from the kitchen.
Right, no shells.
I love home and love. I just grew up in a house where I think seashells were a lot, and I was like, no, 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 Mom, when I have my first home, it's all black.
Yep, wicker, blue, yeah, seashells,
like, no,
everywhere.
No, no, I don't want any more seashells.
Random pictures of umbrellas. Shells.
Yes, the random umbrella, but it's the beauty of living here.
Yeah, it comes with it.
Yeah.
I think the one thing, too, that I am eager to see how your audience embraces it is the ability to transition to the fine jewelry. Yes. I think if
I'm very eager because I posted recently about the 14 karat gold bracelet that I treated myself to at JA, and I thought, okay, I made my first permanent bracelet while at JA.
Oh,
and
let me see.
I purchased my first 14 karat gold. So this one was just a simple
test. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love
and
it.
I purchased my first 14 karat gold bracelet and posted the bracelet. And the amount of feedback I got on this bracelet, I'm like, hold on. You guys know, like, it's going to be a little pricey, right? Like,
yeah.
It's not going to be $44.
Yeah.
You're looking at a little bit of a higher price point. And I think...
I think the trends are leaning that way, though. And yeah. I think people are over fast fashion, which includes jewelry.
Yes.
You know, it was fun 10 years ago to get a $3 pair of earrings.
Yeah.
But, like, one, the lead. And two, it's wasteful.
Yes.
So the ability to curate for yourself something that you get to wear forever, like your forever style of jewelry.
And I love, I think that with curating, that is something that I love in designing. Curating with people in mind. Like I just did a collection for the Days Apparel in Cape May that just opened, and we did recycled glass beads on the necklaces, and I was like, wow, these are really cool, I really like these. But you know, I love being able to curate with people in mind.
And I think that also is strategy.
Yeah.
I think you're so, it's weaved
much
in
more
so beautifully.
Than I ever thought.
Right?
I'm very strategic.
You are very strategic. But I think the beauty of you always thinking of, you know, a lot of people don't have the ability to really like think about their ideal customer. Because typically their ideal customer is not themselves.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful that you've created this entire collective of people that are like you. And they want what you want, which makes it very easy for you to kind of follow a path moving forward with your growth. The cool thing that I am really excited to work with you on creating the strategy around is getting it out to the public. You know, how do we explain to people first what it is, what the process is, whether it's a necklace, a bracelet, an anklet, I guess like a belly chain, like sky's the limit, right?
Yeah.
It goes by the inch or the circumference of whatever you need it to be. So I think it's going to be really exciting to kind of figure out who and what is into this, how they care to hear about it, and then creating the collateral around that. But everyone's going to have to stay tuned. They're going to have to follow you. Tell everyone where they can find you. So Instagram, websites.
So, and the website is, we just redid the website. It's ChristineMariaDesigns.com. I'm going to keep it at that. I was debating on changing it to the CM Collective, but I think all the brands are going to be added on to there in a little tab. Luda just redid the website. It's beautiful. And so we have Instagram, which is the .cm.collective. And website I just said. Facebook, I'm working on that. That's like something I haven't really worked too hard on. I'm focusing more on an email list and, you know, keeping up with people that way and just staying genuine and true to who I am.
So we had another very happy and satisfied customer come in during our taping, so we're just gonna
interruption.
I know, but good for you, great for you. It's so busy here, I love it. Thank you so much for talking and sharing your story and sharing an insight to your strategy and how you do what you do.
Thank you.
Love you so much. This was great. And awesome. Please.
We're gonna do it again.
Yes, we're going to do many more. And please follow Chrissy and check out everything she has going on. And if you enjoyed this episode, please like and share and maybe leave a little review on whatever platform you're listening to. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Much love.